is it a sign of a healthy housing market that multiple offers are becoming commonplace? And what should you do if a property does have multiple bidders? Here to talk about it is Eldad Maroro of Long & Foster. And right now, on some properties, agents may be expecting multiple offers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's a ratcheting up of seller confidence. And where we have been talking about seeing more multiple offers, we're actually seeing sellers having their agents put in the comments of the multiple listing service that they are going to review offers on a certain day and time.
So what do potential buyers think of that? I mean, that might be off-putting to a lot of people.
Well, you have a mixture. You know, some buyers say, absolutely not. I'm not getting wrapped up in that and walking away. And you've got other buyers who want the property, and enough of them are, you know, committed to that property and are jumping in and creating these bidding wars.
So let's say that it is a property that you're very interested in, and it's a property that other people are pretty interested in as well. What do you advise your clients to do in that situation?
Well, I advise rather than simply walk away, there's a very simple litmus test that I like to put out to them, and that is, let's put together the absolute best offer you're willing to make, and you got to ask yourself, okay, if with this offer I do get the property, am I going to regret it and feel like I overpaid? Or if I lose, do I feel like, wow, I could have done more? And if the answer is that, well, yeah, I could have done more, then that's probably not the best offer. And if, you know, you feel like, well, you know, I put my best foot forward and I lost the house, then that wasn't the right house for you. And you got to feel good about it and move on.
Pick that number and stick to it.
Exactly.
You make a distinction that the multiple offers phenomenon is not really an indication of a healthy market, but of a hot market. How many properties are we actually seeing that are getting these multiple offers? And then what's happening to the properties that aren't getting multiple offers?
Right. So, you know, I don't have numbers, but if I had to guess percentage-wise, it's a very, very low number. And you nailed it. Multiple offers is not a sign of a healthy market. It's a sign of a hot market. What we really strive for is a balanced market. And I think right now we are in a pretty well-balanced market. So what's happening to the other properties? A lot of them are selling. So you really only need one good buyer. And we're seeing a lot of properties not staying on the market very long, you know, getting that first good offer and they go under contract. And that's what you're striving for.
And you've dealt with a lot of these properties that have had multiple offers. Just tell us about some of those properties. What's made them so desirable and what segment of the market is going after them right now?
Right. So, you know, the common theme between all these properties that have gone into multiple offers is three things. Number one, great location. Number two, the properties are perfect, in immaculate condition, don't need any work or stage. They just look fabulous. And number three, they are priced very well. And that's the common thread between all the properties that we're seeing this happen to.
And aside from price, what would you say is, for lack of a better term, wrong with the properties that aren't, you know, getting multiple offers, aren't getting a lot of attention, and the kind of properties that people who are looking for something that might fly under the radar might be looking for?
I wouldn't say that there's anything wrong with them.
Sure.
But it's one of those three things. So maybe there's certain locations right now that aren't experiencing. That's what's so unique about our area, right? That we have such a diverse range of properties and locations. So certain neighborhoods aren't as red hot, if you will. That could be one thing. The other is if a property isn't showing at its best, it's not going to get snatched up as quickly. But, you know, in D.C., close to Metro, certain price points are moving much faster than others. So it's a sign that the market is significantly improving.
And the ones that are getting the multiple offers are in the higher price ranges.
Some are, surprisingly. You wouldn't think that, but we've seen it several in right around the $1 million mark that have just flown off the shelf.
Premium properties, premium money, I guess.
I guess.
Eldad Maroro of Long & Foster, thank you as always. 1125.